morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Let's get this thing going and get the hell out of here, shall we? It is time for your Guadalupe Squares. Right in front of you, the squares are here. And now it's time for you to maybe win tickets to Steve-O or Colin Jost. Weekend Updates, Colin Jost. We got tickets to both Tempe Improv and Stand Up Live. It's your choice. Your choice. I have a personal favorite out of the two. I like both gentlemen quite well, but Steve-O did 2 days, and Colin wouldn't even take time to fly in. So, you know my choice. Clearly, it's Colin Jost. I've had enough of Steve-O. Just kidding. I like both those guys, but Steve-O was here 2 times, so he's earned my attention. Let's get right to it. It is your squares, just like the Hollywood squares, only completely different and done right here in the beautiful city of Guadalupe, even though we moved. It's your host, Creepy Bergeron. Creepy?
Thank you, Johnny. Starting the top left corner, he loves his son, Junior. It's President Donald Trump.
Donnie Junior did nothing wrong. Let's just look. We were trying to find more dirt on Crooked Hillary, and we did. And it just so happened it was from the leaders of ISIS. Big deal, right? Who cares? It was the dirt we were after, not the source, and that's it.
You like sending your son on missions and stuff like that?
By the way, I was in gay Paris all week. I didn't hear your question because I don't care about you.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I was in gay Paris all week long. Didn't experience it. I had dinner, but no anal intercourse. So I didn't.
No
really,
gay
I don't
sex.
Know why they even call it that, I'll be
Did
honest
you
with
walk
you.
Down the Champs Eloise?
Brady, you're a shape.
In shape.
Oh, did I say it
in
wrong?
Shape.
Okay, that's what I meant to say, Brady. You're in shape.
Oh, thank you.
You're in shape. I said you're... Right. I said you're in shape to the French leader's wife, and everybody's mad, so I just told Brady he was in shape, but I misspoke because I was trying to lie. And I can't do it. I can't lie. I'm not
you
a
never
liar.
Lie.
I never
honest
lie.
Honest Trump.
I'm yeah, Honest Don, they call me.
Top middle square.
Totally honest. Never lied. Never will.
It's his birthday. He's 29. It's Conor McGregor. Got a big fight
boy.
Coming up.
Listen to me, boy. You got no f***ing right to even look at me in the eyes. You just ape.
I'm not
I hate you, bastard.
It.
I'll kill you. Dance for me, boy.
Money Manny's going to dance all over
Shut
you.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, you poor people. You can't even read. You had a piece of garbage.
Brady
what
can't
you
read?
Is that a book bag? Is that a book bag?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's your stomach. Yeah, you look to be in great shape for the fight. I don't really think you're going to win this.
It's
I
not
going to
be much
with
of
you.
A fight.
No.
I like your suit. What's it saying on there?
Oh, it says what I'd say to you. It says, F*** you.
Yeah, don't go with that first one. That would be bad.
Oh, boy, am I going to whop your ass. It's going to be easy.
Top right square. He missed out on the home run derby, and he's really sad about it. That, among other things.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. It's Chris Berman.
You know, I wanted to go to the home run derby, but I wasn't invited this year. I just thought they'd canceled the home run derby. Evidently, that's not the case, so I have to get somebody to call me back, and explain exactly what happened with the home run derby.
Sorry about your wife, Chris. I heard
Thank
about
you.
It.
I know. Thanks for bringing up the comedy show death right there is... bringing that up.
Yeah, anyway, well, she died. I felt bad.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, it's not real.
Her death?
That part, very real. What you're dealing with right now, not real. Let's not bring up the... Look, my parents are both passed away. We don't talk about their funeral. We're not going to do that. And I now am single. So,
yeah.
Quit C-blocking.
Drink a lot more wine.
I'm going to try. That's for darn sure. Anyway, we were talking about the home run derby. Eric ruined that.
Being single now.
The good thing about being single is I got more time to whack, 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 whack.
Then left square. You can see him at the Tempe Improv. It's our buddy Steve-O. He's back for the squares.
Hey guys, what's going on? Everybody, what's happening? What's up, bro?
What's up with your voice, Steve-O?
Comes and goes. It's there. It's not there. It's there. What?
What? Did you burn your vocal cords?
How about
cord?
A fire angel?
Sounds like I'm on a CB. What, bro? No way. I'm on fire. Fireball.
You look good.
Breaker.
Again. What?
Can't hear either. Can't speak.
I burned my ears off.
In the middle square, it's LGBTQF Brady Bogan in the middle.
LGBTQBBQ. BBQ Brady. Hi. It's LBGTBBQ Brady.
You have quite an outfit on today, Brady.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I saw Sammy Sosa wearing this yesterday. I don't know. It's appropriate. LGBTBBQ Brady.
You look good in pink. It's very slimming.
I feel good in pink. I look like a giant wad of hubba bubba.
And for the right price, I'll be your Abba Baba this weekend.
Are you going trolling this weekend?
Ooh, I'm going prowling.
You on the prowl?
By the way, all the food and people at Porkopolis are flaming. LGBTQ BBQ.
What did you think of that guy's call, man? He wants
Yeah, he wants to come by. He can go to Bobby Q's if he wants and sit with all those burritos. Or sit on our brand new seats, which are just sticks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, there's no actual seat top at Brady's
BBQ.
Are
those high heels you got on? What is that about?
They won't be by the end of the day. The weight I'm carrying is going to make these flats in no time.
That seems difficult.
LGBTFQ. Flaming queer.
The middle right square.
We smoke everything.
Apparently,
offer it up and I'll smoke it.
All right. Middle right square. Apparently Antarctica is breaking apart. Oh, it's Al Gore, everyone.
Yep, that's the end of all of it. I don't know what you guys are doing this weekend, but get on your bucket list and get it out of the way.
You got your Band-Aids? You going to go up there and try to fix it?
Well, it's too late for that because Earth is splitting right down the center like a big puss.
No.
Got to try to score all the puss we can this weekend. I'm going to go up there with duct tape and hope it works, but... In the meantime, all your SUVs, your old school light bulbs, killing all of us. And it's just going to be, I'm normally for really wet women.
How's the
but
jet
not because the oceans have risen. That's my problem. My jet's fueled up and ready to go and get the hell out of here. If you have a rocket, use it because this planet's ruined. I'm going to get so much puss this weekend. By my calculations, by Tuesday... We're all going to drown.
Tuesday. Oh, my God. That's scary.
It's a little, it's an inconvenient truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very inconvenient. Yeah, I have plans.
Very, very inconvenient.
Bottom left square.
Very.
It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Ja, guten Morgen. I'm 62 years old. I'm the Chancellor of Germany, and I'm a shape.
I can confirm that. I met her about 2 weeks ago at the G20. Definitely a shape.
Bottom middle square.
Rhombus.
He's got a birthday he had a birthday on Wednesday. It's Bill Cosby back in the square.
You see, when your birthday rolls around, you only get it for a day, Dave Pratt. It's not going to last all week, but if you want to get me prizes that you can, then please, by all means, come by my house for the weekend slumber party where we'll all have a nice cake.
You're not going prowling with Brady, are you?
Dad is great. You know, I never thought of putting men to sleep and giving that a go, but...
Hey.
Any port in a storm, if you know what I'm saying. They give us the birthday cake.
Switch it up.
So give you the birthday cake, and then we play that famous game I like to play at all my slumber parties, tic-tac, suck my toes.
Bottom right square. He performed over at the Home Run Derby. It's our boss.
I just read an article in Teen Vogue.
Uh-oh.
Approved!
Don't do that. It's our boss, Tripp Reeb, everybody.
Yeah! Fresh
off his trip to Miami.
In Miami. I was over there. You caught me at the All-Star game.
You're
I'm on fire.
Look at him.
Baby,
yeah, I took on pit bull wear. No, it's a little tight in the crotch region, but... A
little bit.
It's working. I think you're going to get tons of puss in those white pants, pit bull. He even thinks I'm pit bull, and I'm not. That guy's a puss magnet. Look at those pants. Yeah.
All right,
Al Gore.
We got Jennifer and Doug on.
Jennifer, are you there?
Oh, we lost her.
What the hell's going on with that thing?
Doug, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Toledo, you're the girl again.
Hi!
Phones are breaking up all the time. Sorry about that. Girl Toledo, go first.
Gay Brady, please.
All right. Ooh. Gay Brady in the middle.
I like the way you stop. What are you doing this weekend?
Flaming out.
Now you're coming to LGBT BBQ. Porkopolis is big tribute to beef bones.
That's this weekend.
Stick a beef bone in your mouth this weekend at Porkopolis.
That's sexy, Brady.
Yes, it is. $7.99 lunch special today. Pork and bone. Then we'll get to the meal.
Pork on the bone?
What? Okay.
I never noticed. You have an unusually large tongue.
Yes, I do.
What? To lick
more
the barbecue.
Better to lick the sauce off with. I'm like Little Red Riding Hood instead of Wolf. I'm just a fat gay guy, but otherwise, I'm a bear.
Here's your question, Brady. True or false? Slugs eat 120 times their body weight every day.
And Little Red Riding Hood would come in and go, "You have huge breasts. More to slather barbecue sauce on my pet."
Is that true or false?
What was the question again? I'm sorry. I was busy fantasizing.
Slugs eat 120 times their body weight every day.
Ooh, I'll be a slug and pour your salty stuff on me. And I'll shrivel up. Ooh. It's time to make me grow big again.
You don't have to be so descriptive.
But I'm flaming Brady.
Okay. Tame it down a little. You're too flaming.
Covered in barbecue sauces.
True or false?
Just like Teen Vogue says, there will be poop.
Slugs eat 120 times their body weight every day. True or false?
That's a lot of poop.
I guess that makes me a slug. Yes, true.
All right, he says true.
I'll eat 120 pounds of meat.
I agree.
You shouldn't have done that. It's actually false. Twice their weight is what they do. So Doug gets a square. Oh, you're up. Pick a square. Doug?
Okay, I'll take bottom left.
Bottom left is Brady's secret square. Give him a hint, Brady.
Yeah, guten Tag. I am the Chancellor of Germany. I'm 62 years old and I'm hot.
He went from a male to a female.
Yeah, I forgot.
Back and forth.
Ooh, I know how he feels. I went from female to male and I'm never turning back.
Sometimes I just don't know who to relate to.
It's a gender neutral Guadalupe squares today.
Not in my case. Gender specific.
Very gender fluid.
I'm a man's world.
Gender fluids, I'll take three, please.
Any idea, Doug?
By the way, we're serving...
There you go.
Circle. Did I do that?
Circle, yeah.
We're serving gender fluids tonight.
He's no Dunkoff.
All right, Toledo Wet, you can take Chris Berman for the block.
Let's go, Berman!
All right, very
sexy lady, and as time passes, I find myself to be more open to the idea of dating.
You like wine?
Do I like wine? That is one of my favorite things I've ever had in my life is wine, and I like to... have it with a nice young lady, married or not.
Good crisp Chardonnay.
I think we have a love connection.
Why don't you take your top off?
Okay.
And turn around because I want to finish on your back.
Stop. That's disgusting. True or false, Hong Kong flushes their toilets with salt water 100% of the time.
I couldn't understand a word you said. I was staring at the girl contestant because I think she's got a great rack.
True or false?
True or false, you got a great rack?
No. Hong Kong flushes their toilets with salt water 100% of the time. You ever been to Hong Kong?
I have been to Hong Kong.
Yeah?
I couldn't wait to get back.
Back east?
What?
Back east?
What?
Back
east? Now I understand you. You say back funny. Back. Hong Kong flushes their toilets 100%. I don't know. I've never drank the salt water in Hong Kong. I wouldn't know. When I pooped in the water, it didn't sizzle, so I'm going to have to say no.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is false. X gets a square. Although it's 80% of the time. We got Doug. You're up. Pick a square.
All right, let's go with Trump.
Great choice.
Right, top left.
Great choice. One of the best choices you've ever made in your life. Time to make this square great again. Go ahead, Eric. Ask me anything. I'm an open book.
True or false?
Hillary did it.
Water, electricity, and gas are free in Turkmenistan. The true or false?
Water, electricity, and gas don't exist in Turkmenistan.
How do you know this?
Because I've been to Turkmenistan.
Really?
It's a real dump. It's a hellhole. I'd bomb it if it wouldn't make it look better. And I have to say, I don't know what Turkmenistan is.
Great turkey there. The best. Better than Boar's Head.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, because we have Trump turkey now at the Florida Mar-a-Lago.
Really?
It's the greatest turkey you've ever had in your life. All new Trump turkeys. Hand-beaten and killed.
Blonde turkeys.
Hand-beaten?
Hand-beaten. We hand-beat them to death.
That's awful.
It tenderizes them in a different way than just the machines can do, so we hand-beat the turkeys to death.
I don't want to see that.
I'm going to build a pipeline to Turkmenistan and steal their turkeys. Hand beat them and serve them to you in Mar-a-Lago.
Sort of a turkey railroad.
That's a real dick.
The turkey railroad, which got us out of that nasty civil war.
Come on,
which
now.
Which was when?
The 1300s.
True or false? Water, electricity, and gas are free in Turkmenistan.
Which was over 13,000 years ago. I don't know why people are still angry about that war.
Time to let it go.
I mean, didn't the good guys win? Shouldn't we be celebrating? Besides that, it was eons ago. It was cavemen and dinosaurs fighting over who can have the slaves.
Toledo Ed is not staying in character over there.
I don't know who you are.
Is it my question?
It's not my question. I don't even know if there's still a question involved here. I don't know anything. You know, I was looking at pictures of presidential first ladies doing comps, you know, do it, would do it, wouldn't do it, do it. Going through the list.
Mary F. Kill?
The Mary F. Kill, which I called the Mary Todd Lincoln, who, by the way, is in great shape.
Come on now, true or false, water, electricity, and gas are free in Turkmenistan.
Don Jr. and I play that game. Hillary, Mary Todd Lincoln. And by that I mean, would you marry her? Would you do her in the back door like a Todd? Or would you Lincoln her right in the head and shoot her to death? I married a Todder, a Lincoln. Mary Todd Lincoln is a game.
The hell is wrong
it's a
with
real game now.
With a turkey.
I have a lot on my plate. I was up for 30 solid hours. 70-year-old men shouldn't do that. We make choices, usually ruin everything. What was the question?
Turkmenistan.
Right. It's
water,
true.
Electricity, and gas are free.
Water, electricity, and gas are free because they only have it in one house and there's no real reason to charge.
All right. He says true. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Actually, it was true.
And you're going to make that happen in America as
well.
And
I'm going to get water, gas, and electricity free for Turkmenistan immediately as President of the United States.
Toledo Wett, you can take Conor McGregor for the win.
Let's go with Bill Cosby.
Okay.
That's the way I wish you wanted to do.
She's not very bright, but she loves Bill Cosby.
That's the dumbest choice you've ever made in your life. You're just a stupid hooker.
Whoa, wait, what?
$5,000. That's how much is in your 401k, 1k, 501k. We don't have four. We've got 401ks
doubled.
In Ireland.
It's doubled.
What are you talking about? It's doubled.
It was two.
That's terrible. Kill yourself.
Bill Cosby, get back in your square, Connor.
That was enjoying watching how he talks to ladies.
You like that?
It seems to me a more direct approach. All right. I'll knock you out. Me too, you see. This is what I'm going to knock you out, Mama said.
How come you never bring us any pudding pops?
Well, because, you see, I've got a certain type of person I give things to. Usually it's female and there's drugs in the pudding pops. I'm not going to lie.
Man.
The last thing I want to do is carry you out of a room.
You can just leave me there.
Well, I won't, though. The problem is I will abuse your dead body. That's right. What I'm going to do to you, Floyd Mayweather, is abuse your dead body.
Here's your question, Bill.
You
true
piece
false?
Of garbage. That's free, boy.
The Statue of Liberty has a 35-foot waistline. Is that true or false, Bill?
Jesus, 35-foot waistline's got to have a fat ass. That's the type of lady that it would... But imagine how big her toes must be.
Pretty big.
It's going to take 10 Bill Cosbys to suck on one toe.
Are there 10?
I want to suck on the toes.
You can spend a week on those toes.
Lady Liberty. Put the scaffolding up so she doesn't tip over. Close those eyes and let's get to business. Give me your tired. That's all she needs to say.
True or false on the 35-foot waistline?
Well, you see, the 35-foot waistline is a little big even for a black man.
Okay.
I'm going to say that that's probably true, and that's why nobody's knocked her out yet.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree, Toledo Wett?
I agree.
That's right. It is true. Good job.
Oh, Lady Liberty, how I love thy toes.
I guess, Doug, you could take Conor McGregor for the block. So... Toledo Wett doesn't stumble upon him. All right. Top middle.
That's the strongest choice you made all day, stupid.
Happy birthday, Connor. How are you celebrating?
You. Celebrating by f-ing your mom.
Jeez.
That's how I celebrate.
All right.
Just like last year's birthday and every day in between.
I was rooting for you. Now I'm not so sure.
Root for me all day, you stupid Irish Mick.
Wait a minute.
I don't even know where the racism ends.
That work?
I don't know. You potato-eating crap factory.
That works for me.
All right, here's your question. True or false?
By the way, Toledo, I'm looking at the guy talking right now. Your child is ugly.
Ostriches buried...
That's not a child. You look like a schoolboy.
I can read.
Is he retarded?
He's a wee boy.
He's a wee lad.
I'm like bigger than you are. What are you talking about?
Bigger than I? Oh, that's big words, isn't it? Take that into the ring, you stupid schoolboy.
Here's your question, Connor. True or false? Ostriches bury their head in the sand to avoid danger.
You know about that? Your mother should bury her head in the sand because she's ugly. There will be poop. I'm going to kill Floyd Mayweather. That's a fact. What'd you say?
Why are you coming after me?
What are you looking at? Irish, drunken, pasty Mick. would you ask me?
Ostriches.
Who gave you permission?
They bury their head in the sand to avoid danger. It's part of the game.
I thought only the center square was LGBTQ. Turns out so is the host.
And you're real cute. True or false about the ostriches? You ever beat up an ostrich?
I could.
Me too.
Fight them. All stupid people say stuff like that. Am I bugging you? I didn't mean to.
All you gotta do is jump on its back and like get its head,
right.
break its head.
Just like the black guy. You jump on his back, you take him down, you beat the living tar.
Connor,
dance for me,
no.
boy.
Let's do it. Let's go kill an ostrich.
Let's crush one. I highly recommend that. If you kill it with your hands, deep fry it.
Stick with a turkey, sir.
Hand-beaten ostrich. Some of the best meat you'll ever have. What the hell's going on around here?
I got a bottle of J-Mo. Let's go.
Oh, now you're talking my language, boy. Dance for me, boy. $5,000! You're 501. Jeans.
It's doubled.
What are you saying?
Ostriches. Bury their head in the sand to avoid danger. True or false?
Have I made the joke about your mom's head?
Yeah, you're
all right. We're running out of ideas with the McGregor.
To bring it too close.
But just to recap... Your mom should bury her head because she's ugly.
All right.
We're off to London.
Now we've got to fly to London. Trying to come up with more ideas for these 4 days in a row is tough.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Without actually just calling the guy the N-word, which I'm getting close to.
Hey, you're good, but I don't think anybody's that good. All right, true or false?
I'd say that's false, but who cares about ostriches?
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Right.
Say it was false. X gets square.
Hooray! Where do I get to go?
Toledo lady wins. Toledo lady wins.
Wow. Doug gets nothing for losing to Toledo
lady. You lose to Toledo lady and you are out. We don't even give you a consolation prize.
He tried to throw it for you.
Toledo lady was giving you opportunity.
How could you lose to Tolinda?
That would be like me losing to that black guy.
Sorry, I tried.
The schoolboy who can't read. Why ain't he got up and danced for me yet? Aye.
Yes?
There will be poop.
Apparently these phones hate women because they dropped Joanne and Jennifer.
We had two of them going. And both of them fell off because our phone stinks so bad.
Hates chicks.
It hates three calls.
Yes. Stop calling.
Starts dropping them all. And by the way, I was trying to cut my throat off for Steve-O, and I may have to go to the doctor.
Uh-oh.
When I closed off that vocal cord, something happened.
Don't be sticking fingers in your...
Right here.
Yeah, don't be...
We're in this
that's
area.
That's probably
here.
Not a great
this
idea.
This is the spot where it all went south.
Don't do it again.
Like the very second I closed the throat to do the Steve-O, it went... I'm like, we're in trouble. So I'm going to go spit blood for about 20 minutes.
Well, you're not a puppet.
That's true.
Damn. Now he is. You just hand-puppeted yourself.
Come to Parkopolis this weekend and I'll be your puppet. Stuff it in.
I like Gay Brady.
I know. How have we never had...
We had Gagball.
John Jalapeno on a stick.
Gagball's different, yeah. Gagball's just a deviant. Gay Brady just likes D.
How did we never do that?
Lots of it.
I guess it was even far-fetched for us.
It's been like 16 years. You think we would...
You guys, just I found out LGBTQ. Lesbian, gay, and big bone queer.
You may have to stay in for another month or two.
Lesbians, gays... Bees, bears, and queers.
Lots of sauce.
$50 more on my pay side, and I'll f*** Doug.
He'd like that, I think.
Sell him meat rub.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Fella's making me nervous over there. What's he doing?
He's pacing.
They look like giant dudes in pink shirts.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. You look like Sammy Sosa dressed today. What are you doing? You're taking this Miami Dolphin thing too seriously,
yeah.
John.
You don't have to wear that all the colors.
Your wife get you that shirt?
You don't have to always look like the Clevelander. I mean, he's a massive man. We just mentioned bears. And I know he's married to Amy. I would... Now I'm questioning him.
Real men wear pink.
Or real men's wives wash their white t-shirts with red stuff.
And he still wears it, though.
Yeah, no, you look good. It looks nice.
You have
nice
to.
Look.
You don't want to offend her.
Ah, that's true.
I think you look great. He's bigger than me.
Got your back, babe. I'll wear that picture. Looks good.
We just found out. We didn't know that John Bell is completely colorblind, and he just found out.
Look, he's sexing his wife now.
Bright pink shirt.
God damn it, you gave me
Did
the pink
know
shirt.
That Miami colors here in Phoenix look funny on guys.
Anyway, the Cuban Revolution coming up in just moments with John Vela. Why Shannon only works 4 days a week? I thought Mexicans worked harder.
He had prior commitments.
Oh.
Somebody needed a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. He's got a life coach somebody
that's
out there.
Right.
I understand. That's good. That's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic weekend and try to get that car. Whiplash will be, or Eric's going out tonight, right?
Yes, I have three pairs of floor tickets to Metallica. I'll be at 67th Avenue in Indian School from 5 to 7 at the Metro PCS. So stop on by.
Try to cut it off.
No, it's not. It's bad.
Don't do it again. I want to see where it lives.
It's gone. No, I'm just... There's no going up.
Go out to Metro PCS, Steve-O.
Nope, it's done.
That sounded like a kazoo.
That sounded a little weak.
Maybe I swallowed a kazoo.
What, bro?
That's in there, but it hurts. Anyway.
You don't need your voice anyway.
Ah. What do I use it for? And then, of course, you got the cars out tonight as well to build it.
Tomorrow. Fits.
98kupd.com is where all that info lives. Certainly isn't living in me right now. I have no idea what's going
on. Also, I got one more thing. The poker tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Next Thursday, it's back. So if you want to get in, email me. Creepy@98kupd.com. It's out at Harazok Chin. I have tons of spots ready to go. So just email me and I'll get you on there.
Get on there early.
Three World Series of Poker seats to give away.
Easy enough. All right, we're done. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. We'll catch you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
The new ACUnit.com studio. This is the Big Red Radio. 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.